given him. So this was the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would actually name it. And ulama explained the second explanation to this, is Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes would actually give it a name. Like his turban, for example, was called Sahab. His animals he would name. So the things that he had, he would actually give it a name to show a greater level of appreciation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm recognizing, I'm appreciating this ni'mah that you have given me. So he would not only just make general shukr, he would take specifically the name of that item that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, and he would make that shukr. So this was the dua that he would say, Allahumma lakal hamdu anta kasawtanihi, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu, all praise is due to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have given me this to wear. As'aluka khayrahu wa khayra ma suni'a lahu, I am asking you for the good in this, and for the good that this thing is created for. The good in this means that it must, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cause it to last long, cause it to stay clean, cause it to be in a condition that I may use it for a prolonged period. So that is the good in this. Wa khayra ma suni'a lahu, and the good that this has been created for, what clothes have been created for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has been created for to keep me warm in cold. So allow this thing to keep me warm in the cold. Allow this to cover me from the sunlight, when there's heavy sunlight, to protect me from the heavy sunlight. Allow this to protect me and protect and cover my private parts. So this is what the clothes have, or the garments have been made for. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me get full benefit as far as the period is concerned, and also as far as the use is concerned. The next thing, next part of the dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّهِ وَشَرِّ مَا سُنِعَ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek your protection from the evil of it and from the evil that it was created for. What is meant by this? Evil of the clothing means that it gives me a very short lifespan. Some harm in it. It's got a very short lifetime. It stays impure, etc. And وَشَرِّ مَا سُنِعَ لَهُ. And the evil of what it was created, here it means that a person takes vanity, he takes pride, ostentation because of the clothing he wears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from pride, save me from showing off because of these new clothes that I've got. What a comprehensive dua to read when a person gets new clothes. First he's thanking and he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him goodness as far as the lifespan is concerned and the use is concerned. And then he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection as far as the lifespan and the use is concerned of that garment. Nor must it be a means of any type of pride and any type of harm coming to that person. With these duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such beautiful duas, we should see how we can learn the duas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even if we don't know the Arabic, at least we know the English. So often we got something new. New socks we got, new shoes we got a new shirt, we got a new pants, a new kurta, a new topi. At least we can make the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brings the chapter Babu Istihbab al-Ibtida'i bil-Yameeni fil libas, the chapter on beginning with the right hand side as far as clothing is concerned. Now here he didn't bring any hadith under this chapter. He brought a broad heading, a chapter about wearing or starting to wear from the right hand side, the preferability of starting on the right hand side, but no hadith is brought. Why? Because he brought many hadiths before this about the importance of starting on the right hand side. And we did all those hadiths, we covered it under the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yeah, muhaddisin, this is their style sometimes. They'll bring a chapter, but they won't bring any hadith, reminding us that there was a hadith that you had covered before that had the similar wordings about starting with the right hand side. So there's no need for me to bring this hadith again. I'm just reminding you that when we're talking about clothing, then to start with the right hand side is something that is preferable. Then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brings another chapter, Kitabu Adab in Noam, the chapter on the etiquettes of sleeping. How beautiful our deen is. We had started with the etiquettes of wearing clothes, the etiquettes of eating, the etiquettes of drinking. And now another chapter is coming, the etiquettes of sleeping. So everything is taught to us in our deen. There's nothing that has not been taught to us. And today you ask any Christian person, ask him, what is the adab or the etiquettes of sleeping? The person will look at you shocked. What do you mean etiquettes of sleeping? But Islam has shown us to such an extent that how a person should sleep, what he should say before sleeping, what should be his mindset before sleeping, everything is taught to us, like how we explained that just the adab of using the toilet, there are about 17 etiquettes of using the toilet. Which other deen, which other religion can boast such a high level of refinement, where you got etiquettes for everything. Just using the toilet, the person doesn't just go there and use a urinal and come out, but 17 etiquettes of just using the toilet. So like that, everything in deen, there are etiquettes for. So he brings a chapter now, Kitabu Adab al-Nawm, the chapter of sleeping, wal ittija'i, the etiquettes of lying down. How should one lie down? Wal qu'udi, how should one sit? Wal majlisi, how should one behave in a gathering? Wal Janisi, how should one behave with a companion of his? Wal Ru'ya, and the chapter about dreams. All this is covering when a person is relaxing, he's resting, how he should act and how he should behave. So the sub chapter that he brings, Babu Ma Yaqulu in the Noom, what should a person recite? What dua should he read at the time of sleeping? عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أوى إلى فراشه نام على شقه الأيمن. هذا البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم when he would retire to bed, he would sleep upon his right hand side. So the first thing we learn from here is to sleep on the right hand side. In fact, the benefits of this, Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi, great, great muhaddis, he says that this assists a person to wake up. When he sleeps on his right hand side, it makes it easier for him to wake up. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, another great scholar, another great commentator of hadith, he says that the person is going to sleep and he's sleeping on his right hand side, it's actually reminding him of his position in the qabr. That he'll be sleeping in the qabr and he'll also be sleeping on his right hand side. So every night when he's sleeping like this, it's reminding him about his qabr, that this is how you're going to be in your qabr. You're going to be lying like this and you're going to be lying on your right hand side. So it is a reminder of the qabr by sleeping on the right hand side. ثم قال then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua. Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk. What a beautiful dua. We should try and learn this dua. It is such a comprehensive dua, and it shows us the level of iman that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And what he's teaching us is we must renew our iman at the time of sleeping. We don't just sleep haphazardly like that. Person renews his iman at the time of sleeping. So he would make this dua. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have submitted myself totally to you. Aslamtu nafsi ilayk. وَوَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ إِلَيْكَ وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى I am facing you totally. In other words, my attention and my focus is totally on you at the time when I'm going to sleep. وَفَوَّدْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْكَ وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى All my affairs, I'm entrusting it to you. I'm entrusting all my affairs to you. وَالْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى I'm making over my back to you. I'm giving my back in your protection. What it means back? Sometimes in Arabic you use one word of the body, one part of the body, but it means the whole body. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my whole body, I am making it over to you. I'm entrusting my whole body over to you. Person doesn't have any idea of what's happening in his body when he's sleeping, but he's making this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my whole body also, I'm entrusting it to you. وَرَغْبَةً وَرَغْبَةً إِلَيْكَ Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm doing this out of desire for your reward and out of fear that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you must save me from punishment. So a person has a total balance at the time of sleeping also. You're hopeful of Allah Pak's reward and at the same time you're fearful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La malja'a wa la manja'a minka illa ilayk. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say, La malja'a. Malja'a means a place of fleeing. Often you'll find a person who's got involved in some problems here, some business problems. The next thing you heard, this person is gone to Dubai. Gone to Australia, he's gone there, and the business is liquidated. Why? He found another place of fleeing. So he's gone to that place, he flee to another country. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this dua to remind us, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no place of fleeing. And la manja'a, there's no place of sanctuary. Sometimes the person can get sanctuary, maybe he's got sanctuary, he's got a place of protection, he feels that now he's staying in a certain type of cluster, or he's got the police protection, or he's got governmental protection. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, there's no place of fleeing, there's no place of sanctuary, illa ilayk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that I turn to you. The only sanctuary and the only place I've got when it comes to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to turn to you. That's the only protection I've got. In fact, this type of dua, you cannot make it and you cannot say it for any other zat, any other being, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there isn't any type of protection, there isn't any place of fleeing, except to flee towards you, except to take protection from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will say this, then he will say, Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in all the kitabs that you have sent down. All the books that you have sent down, I believe in everything. وَبِنَبِيِّكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتُ Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in the messenger that you have sent. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam bringing full iman, bringing full yakin before sleeping. Now when a person sleeps like this, imagine if his life has to come out in his sleep, what a beautiful way that he has given total reliance, he has put his total trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has made tajdeed of his iman, he has renewed his iman and he slept like this. So this is the dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam would make the time of sleeping. Therefore, we should also try to learn these du'as. Very, very beautiful du'as. All day a person may have said words of sin, he may say the words of guna, sometimes even make statements of kufr, but at least at the time of sleeping, we can renew this iman, we can can say these beautiful words and sleep in that condition. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.